I'm Brian Milligan, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Change is hard. Whether it's moving to a new place, starting a new job, navigating a new routine, or even trying to stop a bad habit, it's tough. Even when we want to change, there's often this tension between who we've been and who we're trying to become. In Ephesians 4, Paul talks to believers about exactly this, the process of leaving behind the old and stepping into the new. In verses 22 through 24, Paul says, "You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." And we can be honest, that sounds great, but it's not always easy. The old self has a way of sticking around. It's like me trying to clean out my shed. I've got probably 2 decades worth of random wood scraps, tools, and hardware that I keep around just in case. We do that with parts of ourselves, too. Maybe it's an old way of thinking, like always assuming the worst. Or maybe it's how we used to deal with stress, lashing out or shutting down. Those are the old wood scraps, and Paul's saying it's time to let them go. But here's the good news. This isn't about flipping a switch and becoming a perfect person overnight. This is about growth and transformation. It's a process. Paul spends the whole chapter setting this up. He starts by encouraging unity and maturity in verses 1 through 16, reminding us that God gives us grace and spiritual gifts so we can build each other up. Then he shifts gears in verses 17 through 19 and talks about no longer living like we used to, without direction, not listening to God, and chasing whatever feels good in the moment. Then comes the turning point in verse 20. "But that is not the way of life you learned." What he's saying is, you've met Jesus. Your life has changed. Now live like it. So what does this new life look like? Paul gets really practical here. Speak truthfully, control your anger, work with integrity, be kind and compassionate, forgive like God forgave you. This isn't just self-improvement, it's spirit-led transformation. It's about becoming who God created you to be. And when you're in a season of transition, maybe you're in between jobs, facing uncertainty, or feeling like God is reshaping your identity, Ephesians 4 reminds us that God's not done with you. The old you wasn't the final version. He's making you new. If you're in the middle of a transition, don't panic. You're not lost. You're being reshaped. Instead of focusing on what's changing around you, pay attention to what God is doing within you. Ask yourself, what wood scraps do I need to let go of right now? Habits? Attitudes? Lies I've believed? And also, what does it look like to put on the new self in my current situation? Write it down, pray about it, share it with a friend who can encourage you. Remember, change isn't about becoming someone you're not. It's about becoming who you really are in Christ. So take the next step, even if it's small. God is working in your transitions, one piece at a time. You may not see the full picture yet, but trust this. He's making something new, and it's good. The Daily Thread is a podcast of the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.